CBS had contacted me at this time also. They were doing a special on Louis' death, you know, something like that happens. To a major figure, they do a one-hour special, which it's crazy. You know, they have to write the whole show and put it all together in like 2 days' time.
Yeah.
It's insanity. Anyway, they wanted material from me for their program, photos and films and such. So I said, well, what are you doing? I wanted more information about what kind of program. Well, we're going to get a band together with Doc Severinsen and Cannonball Adderley. I think J.J. Johnson. I said, now, wait a minute. These are all fine musicians, but they don't have anything to do with Louis Armstrong. And if that's the direction you're going, I don't want to be connected with your show, and you can't have any of my material, because I don't need the money that bad. And believe it or not, they said, oh, really? What? Who would you suggest? You know, I could. That's not the reason I said it. I just meant it. I didn't want to be part of it.
Yeah.
And who would you suggest? I said Earl Hines, Roy Eldridge. I named off a whole bunch of people, and I said, "Oh, well, come by." And so I went to CBS, and I ended up being a consultant and. I ended up getting the musicians, you know, from the office at CBS. I remember I wanted Ella Fitzgerald. They wanted a vocalist. And they even offered to... Ella had another gig, and there was a conflict. They offered to charter a plane, bring her to New York, have a helicopter pick her up, but it couldn't be done. So... A few concessions had to be made. I remember we had Bud Johnson on tenor, of course, worked with Louis back in the 30s, and Earl Hines, and Roy Eldridge and Zooty were scheduled to come just to talk. The two concessions that I felt were made were we had Buddy Rich on drums because they wanted a name. And Peggy Lee was a vocalist, because there's another name.
Yeah.
But the band was made up of people who were affiliated with Louis at one time or the other. And they used some of my pictures, and I got some money. And what was ironic is they provided a chauffeured limousine for me to take me to the funeral. Just myself. Picked me up at my door, this huge, long, black Cadillac. The chauffeur, here, I get in the back seat. Drive me to the church, I get out, because there's throngs of people. Of course, I can't go inside.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's wondering, who's this going to get out? Rockefeller? Because they are all there, you know.
Yeah.
John Lindsay? How would I come?
Right.
And Joan, I had told the chauffeur to wait around the park around the corner and wait, and he did. And
where was the funeral?
It was just a few blocks from Louis's house in Corona.
Uh-huh.
A simple church, and throngs and throngs of people outside. And I, in a way, I sort of felt good about it because I felt I was with the common people outside.
Yeah.
And all the phony people, you know, I mean, there were lots of famous people. But, you know, and the politicians and the pallbearers were professional pallbearers.